Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people see how their strengths have contributed to their successes and how they are holding themselves back when they misuse those strengths. And as a result, they get in their own way of achieving that next level of success. So I am super excited to introduce Nermeen Zachary. Now, Nermeen is a practitioner of strengths, particularly how to strategically apply them to accelerate performance, energy, relationships, and results. Now, as a certified people acuity coach, Nermeen coaches individuals and small groups. She also facilitates workshops to teach strength strategies to clients so they can define their optimal zones and thrive there. Now, the focus is on strengths building instead of weakness fixing. This positive approach allows clients to own who they are and empowers them to purposefully make their unique and impactful contributions to our world. Now, Nermeen comes to strengths coaching with more than 15 years of experience in the training industry at Highland Hospital and Xerox Corporation. She holds a master's degree in education, specializing in instructional design for online learning from Capella University. Well, welcome, Nermeen. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people identify and leverage their strengths to increase their impact. It's basically leaning into their superpower, right? Which is what I love to showcase for people, that everyone has those superpowers. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited to share. I absolutely love this work.
Yeah, and it's so refreshing, I guess, in my mind, to be focusing on the positive, right? Instead of the negative. It's like, okay, I know there's lots to fix, and that can get pretty like daunting. But when you focus on the positive, it seems like it accelerates things. So, well, Nermeen, exactly, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, it was about 10 years ago. I was introduced to this concept at a workshop at Xerox. It was called Discover Your Strengths.
Okay.
And who wouldn't love to hear, how to discover their strengths? Well, on that day, I found my calling. I didn't know I had one. I didn't know I had one. I was I purchased the assessment, the Clifton Strengths Finder, as many will know it, the assessment. I did it, and I prepared for this workshop, and I got my results, and I didn't like them. Unlike most people who see their results and say, "Yeah, that's me," I looked at my results and said, "No. This is these are my weaknesses. These aren't my strengths." I looked at these. What I called fluffy relationship words as points of anxiety and frustration, and couldn't see how they contributed to anything I had achieved over the course of my life.
Wow, that's interesting. So you were saying, no, this isn't right. This isn't accurate because those are really my weaknesses.
Exactly.
But the test shows that these are your strengths.
Exactly. And so I walked into this workshop a little with a bit of an attitude.
Yeah, I'll bet. Hey, wait, this is totally wrong.
Exactly. And what was very interesting was that through the course of the presentation, we watched some videos and the facilitator took us through a presentation, of course, but we sat down and did this exercise where we had to think back over the last couple of weeks and write down the things that we looked forward to that we enjoyed doing and that made us feel strong. And, you know, I was feeling a little bit more positive. And then I had to share those experiences with the person sitting next to me. He had, of course, my list of my top five strengths. And as I was sharing each of those activities or experiences, he was pointing at my strengths and he said, "Nermeen, you were using that one." Mm. And I'm looking, what? I share another one. "Nermeen, you were using that one." And I was dumbfounded.
Wow.
As I was watching him, now the funny thing is, I don't remember his name. I don't remember what he looks like. If I saw him today, I wouldn't know it was him.
Right.
But I remember how I felt in that moment when he was getting all excited for me. And I realized in that moment, and this was my paradigm shift, in that I realized I had spent the bulk of my adult life trying to live up to someone else's expectations.
Mm, wow.
Or comparing myself to someone else. And, you know, why can't I be like so-and-so? Or why can't I do what she does?
Right. Trying to be that other person, maybe even, you know, or assume their qualities, but thinking that you had to be that, you know, have those qualities to be successful.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
And what was interesting is in that moment when I realized, you know, when I use these strengths, I am experiencing some kind of joy. I am doing something useful or making some kind of an impact. Of course, I didn't have any of that language at the time. Mm-hmm. I just knew that something positive was happening.
Yeah, right. You could sense that.
I could sense it. And I felt this was for the first time, I think, in truly most of my adult life, I felt like it was okay to just be me.
Wow. That must have been really liberating.
Extremely.
Yeah. And just like, oh my gosh, I can stop like scrambling because I was scrambling to try to be something I wasn't. And who I am is really my strengths. Yeah. Wow. That is fantastic. I love that. That really was an awakening in a big way, very liberating and empowering and all sorts of things. And you were working for Xerox at the time, right?
That is correct.
And so this just completely sparked this whole different aspect of your vision as to how you could possibly get out there and make a difference in a different way?
Yeah, I was the only one in that conference room that went up to the facilitator and I couldn't stop talking about it. Like, how do I get my hands on these materials? How do I learn more? And I immediately sought out opportunities to share.
Okay.
I don't think a day has gone by since Wendy that I don't talk about strengths. It made that much of an impact with me.
That is so awesome. I love that. It just really opened up this whole different side of you that was aching to get out. And now you have just made this huge difference with so many people in helping them do the same thing. So yeah, that is fantastic. I love that. So now that was 10 years ago. So did you start your coaching practice pretty much soon after that? Or did it take you a while to make that leap?
I started looking at opportunities to get good at having these conversations with folks. Mm-hmm. So I did seek out training and certification and I was certified in 2014.
Okay.
And I at that time opened my DBA and started my practice.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So it took you just a couple of years to just kind of gain that extra, you know, knowledge base or like, okay, we need to shore this up with some approach and, you know, methodologies or, you know, something that makes it more where you can make that impact with others in a specific way. So now has your business mission or vision evolved since you officially launched in 2014?
I don't think the vision has changed. I think my vision is to create strengths building, strengths thinking communities. I would say that how I approached my business has changed in that early on, I think it was more of a hobby. Anyone that wants to just sit and have a conversation with me, that's fine. Or I'm, you know, or that seems interested when I share. And only in the last 2 years, I would say that I've really started to treat this work as a business.
Right.
And not so much a hobby.
And just really go all in. Yeah. That's understandable. It takes a while for that inner work to happen, you know, and to where we like, okay, no, this is something that a lot of people want and I'm really good at it. So let's go. All systems ahead. So, well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your practice?
I think the biggest one is building my business on the side while I'm working full time.
Right.
So managing relationships, client work, business building tasks and activities in limited time while I'm trying to also have a life and enjoy my husband and my children and, you know, provide for the needs of my family. So that, I think that really has been the biggest challenge.
Right. Yeah, definitely. There are only 24 hours in every day, period.
Yeah.
Unless you found some sort of magic formula to add
that. But if you find that person, please share.
Yeah. So what did you know, what kind of techniques have you been able to utilize that will help you manage being everything to all those different entities? You know, your work, your family, your husband, your kids, and your business efforts. Have you developed any sort of different approaches that are helping you to do that?
Well, I lead with adaptability. That is my number one strength.
Okay.
So I kind of need to go. I go with the flow most of the time, and I can allow myself to do that. What I have found is I do try to compartmentalize. And so this window is focused on clearly the daytime is focused to my work at Xerox. I will take advantage of my lunch hour to take care of personal and business items, and a lot of weekends and evenings.
Right. Yeah. That is a big thing to just compartmentalize, because so many of us are, it's almost like a cool thing if we can multitask, right? It's like, oh, how many things can I do at once? But everything suffers, right? We don't really move everything forward as well as if, like you just said, just really compartmentalize. Okay, this is the time I'm going to do this. So that's, I think, a huge word of wisdom right there.
It's served me well, and I've made huge strides in where I want to go.
And obviously, Nermeen, you are an expert at helping people and groups of people really identify and own their strengths so they can be more impactful in a way that aligns with, you know, what they're good at. Like you discovered yourself. It's like, oh, I don't need to be continuously trying to be something I'm not. I really can identify, own, and really leverage my strengths, which is huge. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Most definitely.
Okay. definitely. All right. Tell me. It's not one of your strengths, huh? That you're playing into.
Right. I've done a lot of work on myself in this process, and I love having the conversation, the one-on-one with prospective clients and getting them to a place, you know, where they have clarity and those aha moments.
Mm-hmm.
I've come a long ways, and I'm pleased kind of with where I've gotten, and I've learned to guide the conversation and take them on a journey and get them somewhere where they're making a decision to work with me. Where I struggle is when I don't have control over that conversation, Wendy. So when someone comes to me, they've signed up for a discovery call, I run the process.
Right.
So when I get a referral, for example, and a colleague is planning a training event and would like to, you know, they'd like to consider a strengths approach or strengths workshop. and I get invited to meet with this person. I no longer run the show. I'm not carrying them through this clarifying process, and I'm basically on their agenda. They're the ones interviewing me. Mm-hmm. And that's where I feel I don't have as much control, and I'm put on the spot, and I'm not as in control of that conversation and guiding them to a place where I'm helping them make the decision that right. You know, working with me is, and especially if I'm being considered against somebody else as well, someone else is in the running for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Right. Interesting. Well, I would love to be able to shift your paradigm on that, if you will, if you'd like some insight around that.
I would love that.
Okay. Well, it's interesting to hear you talk about how you really love, you know, taking your prospect on this journey where it is a conversation, right? It is a two-way conversation, but you are leading them through your conversation. And in this situation, you have been brought in to, okay, Nermeen, you know, we're considering you to be our, you know, training person, our, you know, keynote speaker, or, you know, whatever, that lead our workshop this month for our team. And so, you know, tell us what you do, or, you know, and so you're put in a position to present versus having a conversation. Is that right?
That is exactly it.
Okay. So, and when you have that platform of being in this, you know, role of presenting versus having this conversation, then you are feeling like you're at a disadvantage and that you don't know how they're thinking or what's going on or what their agenda is or what they'd really like as their outcome. When you're in the situation, are you typically with a team of, you know, decision makers, like a board or 3 or 4 or 5 people that you're presenting to?
I'm usually finding myself usually 2 or 3.
Two or three. Okay. So it's not a big group of people. So it's just an intimate setting. Yeah. And I guess the thing that pops into my head is 2 things. First off, you need to have some information going into this presentation in terms of, well, what is the objective that they want to have accomplished? And if you can't get that ahead of time, then what works really well is to start out with a broad statement about, this is the work I do, and this is how it impacts teams. And it's more of a broad basis. It's not vague, but it's a broad brushstroke. And then I'm just curious if, you know, what prevents you from having just a couple questions? So for instance, you would say, now, is your team, are you looking to unify your team for a specific project, or are you, you know, can you tell me what you would like to see your team be able to do as a result of being able to focus on their strengths? And so this might just be something that, no, I could never ask questions. But in my mind, it's like, why not? Why not? If you are used to taking people on a journey, can you have a couple strategic questions that allow you to then springboard? Okay, I have this little bit of information from these decision makers of 2 or 3 people that allow me to know where to take my next, you know, how I can speak to what they're looking for, because that's really what a presentation is all about. You're presenting what the outcomes are of your work, but you're speaking to what they are wanting to have as the outcomes. And so if you don't have that information going in, I guess what I'm wondering is, why can't you gain that as you're taking them on this journey? So it's not just standing up there and doing a presentation blind. It's more of a conversation to a certain degree. It's not going to be the conversation that you're having with a one-on-one in a one-on-one situation, but they're representing the company or the team. And so on the team's behalf, they're the spokespeople. And so it's still important to find out. So what are the challenges coming up? You know, all right, great. Well, this is what I do, and this is how we work with this, and this is what I like to start with, and this is how we proceed, and this is the interaction that goes on. Does that make sense?
It does. And I think I've been kind of stuck in this script or a list of questions to take people on this journey, or I can come up with some other, to your point, strategic questions to have ready to help them clarify as well. It's the whole, by virtue of my asking them, it allows them to articulate and also gain clarity on what it is they're trying to achieve.
Yes, exactly. And so, like I said, you start out with this broad brush approach so that they grasp, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is really a unique way to solve. This is a new way to solve an old problem. And I'm really intrigued. You know, you talk about the outcomes and, you know, you already do kind of a broad brush stroke to the work that you do, but then you want to engage with them to find out what specifically, how you can, you know, be meeting with their objectives. So, yeah, so give that some thought and see if there aren't some strategic questions you can design that will still empower you to be able to take them on a journey that is just a slight variation of your one-on-one conversations, because you can't just sit and have that back and forth conversation. They're expecting you, okay, tell us what you do.
Yeah.
But it can still be very similar to your one-on-one. What are the challenges? What are your desires and what are your outcomes, you know, that you're wanting to achieve? Well, this is how strength training can play into that. And this is what we do. And this is how I work with my clients and teams. And so it's, you know, it's a kind of a variation of your one-on-one conversation.
Yeah.
So if that will help, yeah, let me know how that goes, because I'm curious to see how you can, you know, step into that and try on that different paradigm of how to approach that. And, you know, Nermeen, we've just been through, you know, the pandemic, and it's obviously had a huge impact on corporations and their teams, because they've been working suddenly, you know, possibly remotely. Their team has been scattered, and that does not play into people's strengths. Definitely, it kind of, people get into this mode of, okay, I'm out of my work routine and I don't really know how to step forward and play into my strengths, because the leaders are struggling with how do we keep our team organized and working productively, and all sorts of things have kind of surfaced because of the pandemic, in addition to, you know, lots of fears and scarcity thinking because of health, you know, financial, all sorts of things. So I'm just curious, what has the impact been of the pandemic on the work that you do?
I think what's happened is it's made us stop and think about what's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making the impact I want? Realizing that this life is short, that we have, you know, there are people out there who need us. And am I living a life of meaning?
Right.
And am I doing work that is meaningful and impactful? And what this has done is it's kind of been the catalyst for people to really to explore coaching options, like realizing that they need a little bit of support. They want to explore what that life of meaning is, where they can be making a bigger impact in their life. And it's opened the door for exploration around coaching and leaning on our strengths.
Yes. Yeah. It definitely has been an awakening, I think, and a catalyst for a lot of people to just stop and connect and realize, maybe this isn't really for me anymore. what is right with this and what is wrong with this? And so, yeah, it just seems like the last 18 months to 2 years has really provided that opportunity for people to think outside of the box and leaning into, hey, how can we shore up our strengths instead of thinking, oh my gosh, now I'm really weak and vulnerable, is really what I'm thinking in terms of the huge impact that you're making. And so I'm just curious, would you share maybe a little bit more about how do you work with people who want to finally take that positive approach to empowering themselves versus focusing on the negative and what's necessary to fix? So can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
I appreciate the opportunity to do that. So my work is centered around the Clifton Strengths, or again, as many people will know it, the Strengths Finder 2.0 assessment. So we start by completing the assessment and we take an inventory of strengths. We understand what the weaknesses are, but we don't stay there. And something really important to understand about this work around strengths is that our strengths inform the types of contributions that we make. They also inform what we need in order to perform at our best.
Okay.
The first step is being able to articulate what it is that I contribute. How is it that I show up? How is it that I make a difference? And where do I find fulfillment and get energy and excitement? And then we take a look and, all right, well, what is it that I need in order to show up with that energy and make a difference? So we get really clear about what those things are. And then we take a look at, well, how do our strengths often get in our way? And then we talk about and work on the strategies to overcome and make sure that we are playing to our strengths and that they're playing nicely with each other.
Okay.
we get clear about who we are. And then we get clear. We also do some learning about how other people around us show up and how that impacts our relationships and how we see them and so on. A focus on ourselves first, and then an outward look to how we relate to and how we see and how they relate to us.
Right. No, that makes a lot of sense, because it's just like you shared, you know, for so long, we're just detached from what those strengths are. We're trying to look at, you know, what other people are representing in terms of what we think strengths are, and figuring, well, that must be what I need to do too. And so just getting this clarity seems like it's really empowering right there. Well, how can listeners find you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
I would encourage folks to visit my website.
Okay.
www.strengths-edge.com. And there you'll find links in many places to a discovery call.
Okay. So
I'd love for someone to join me, and we'll do some exploration. And I promise 45 minutes, a focus on you and your strengths.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want that, right? Instead of all the things that are wrong. Okay, so that's strengths-edge.com, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and so they can navigate through there, and it's easy enough to find the link to schedule that discovery call. And now, is this a paid session with you?
No, this is a complimentary session.
Oh, wow. That is really generous. Okay. 45 minutes of focus on your strengths. So, and obviously bringing a lot of clarity into that discovery. So that's fantastic. Now, are you on any of the social platforms that I should share as well?
Yes, I'm on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram.
Okay.
The handles are either Strengths Edge or Strengths Hyphen Edge.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, listeners, be sure to look in the show notes for those links to the different social platforms. And, you know, Nermeen, it's just, you know, I've really enjoyed this conversation, and it's just been so great hearing all these little bits of wisdom that you've been sharing. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah, something that I learned in my training, and it comes along with this, again, focusing on strengths, is when I take the focus off of me and I put the focus on somebody else, there's a really incredible shift that happens.
Right.
So, especially in those moments of frustration, when I think about where I'm looking, so with that leads me to this is what I would share, is when you genuinely seek ways to be helpful, to take the focus off of yourself and put it on somebody else, and how can I help you? Create connections for you, support you. It you'll be blown away at the gifts that you receive in return. So I guess it would be take the focus off of yourself, put it on somebody else, and genuinely seek ways to be helpful and receive the blessings that come.
Right. Yeah. Not with that being the reason for, but just genuinely be, you know, showing up and being that helpful or that connector or whatever. But I love that part also about feeling maybe not enough or all these gremlins that come up. Take the focus off of you, the business, the coach, the entrepreneur, and put them on to someone else, probably the difference that you're making or the ripple effect of your work. So yeah, that I love that. That's really, really wise advice. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. And Nermeen, it's just been so great hearing about your journey through your discovery of, you know, your strengths at that workshop, that pivotal workshop that you had about 10 years ago, that really opened up your eyes to the huge difference that taking inventory of what your strengths can make for yourself. And then lighting that fire for you to want to share that with so many people and turning this into really an impactful business where you're now doing work as a coach and a practitioner of strengths, helping people really identify and build their strengths so they can define their optimal zones and thrive there. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Wendy. I've really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Nermeen Zachary through her website, and that's strengths-edge.com. So that's strengths with an S. I'm trying to say that very clearly. strengths-edge.com. And be sure to take her up on that discovery call. That sounds like it is really enlightening. So 45 minutes you could spend with her. And be sure to follow her on the social platforms, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've established all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresult.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Nermeen Zachary. And as always, here's to your success.